Cystic fibrosis impacts close to 30,000 children in the United States. About one in every 31 Americans have the potential to pass on the defective genes that cause this condition. I spoke with Ginger Birnbaum, the mother of an infant that was born with the defective genes that cause cystic fibrosis. When did you know your child had cystic fibrosis, and what did you know about it at the time?
We first realized that King, my son, had cystic fibrosis when he was about a month and a half old. Tennessee requires newborn screening to look at the pancreatic levels in newborns. That is a screening process that indicates further diagnostic testing to see if a child would have cystic fibrosis. King came back with two tests showing increased levels, so we went further with the diagnostic testing and sent blood off to Vanderbilt and had DNA testing. That came back and showed that he did indeed have cystic fibrosis, and we realized at that time that my husband and I had both passed on defective genes to him, those being W1282X and Delta F508. There are over 1,000 mutations of cystic fibrosis genes, and Delta F508 is one of the most common mutated genes of cystic fibrosis. So at that point, we really started to dig in and learn about cystic fibrosis and how this would affect our family, and began to reimagine exactly how it would be that we would raise our new son and protect him from this disease. Cystic fibrosis is a multi-organ disease. There are many things that are affected, and for King especially, his lungs are affected. His pancreas is also involved. Cystic fibrosis leads to a thick, sticky buildup of mucus that hardens. That causes some blockages in the pancreas and changes the way that the enzymes are created and transported. In King's case, he is pancreatic insufficient, and daily, with every meal, every snack, every time he nurses, he must take an enzyme called Creon to help him digest fats and proteins. Many children with cystic fibrosis experience malnutrition. A long time ago, it was harder to help children be nourished because the enzymes were not available. We are very lucky to have those enzymes, and he's doing well. However, because he is pancreatic insufficient to the degree that he is now on a feeding tube. That has made a big difference for him. He leveled out his weight at about 6 months of age, and no matter what we did, no matter how much olive oil we put in his food, butter, dairy, no matter how many extra times he was nursed a day or fed fatty foods, he was not able to gain weight. So for King's pancreatic insufficiency, he is on enzymes as well as a feeding tube, which he is fed through nocturnally at night.
Because his system is not producing properly, he very literally could starve to death no matter how much you feed him.
Yes, he could starve, and that is why we decided to go ahead with the feeding tube, so that all of his organs could be nice and healthy to battle this disease.
As much as maybe 30 or 40 years ago, people with this condition didn't live much past maybe 4 or 5 years old, but the outcome now, he may live to be 30 or 40.
We feel very blessed that the lifespan has changed. However, I myself am 29, and to imagine that I would be looking at my life now and think that my lifespan is closing in on me is unthinkable. That right there takes my breath away. So we are working so incredibly hard to keep him healthy while we wait on a cure or a better treatment. The reason that people are surviving well into their mid-30s is because there are new treatments out there, but there currently is not a treatment that goes to the root cause of King's mutations. However, just in the last year, there has been a drug that was brought to market called Kalydeco. It is specifically for the mutation G551D, which affects 4% of the CF population worldwide. So we still have 96% of our CF population that is waiting on a drug or a treatment to treat the root cause of cystic fibrosis.
A typical day in the Birnbaum household begins with taking King off of his feeding tube that has been providing him with nutrients and enzymes overnight. On a good day, he might receive 2 respiratory treatments that include bronchial dilators, nebulizer treatments, 30 minutes of chest percussion to knock the thick mucus out of his pulmonary system, more nebulizer treatments, and medications. King will spend at least 1 hour for each respiratory treatment. On a bad day, he may need these treatments 4 times. The rest of his day is spent receiving additional enzymes and medications designed to balance his nutritional needs and hydrate his system.
And then at the end of the day, we hook him up to the feeding tube again, and he goes to bed, and he's fed for 10 hours and receives supplemental calories through his feeding tube, and we start all over again the next day.
How does his sister feel about this?
She has learned, much like her parents, to just cope and to go along with the things that have changed in our household. So a lot of times we spend hours in his nursery, and she cheers him on as he fights his respiratory therapy, and she reads to him and sings, and she puts on a lot of dance shows for us. But I do imagine that somewhere in the depths of her heart and in her mind, she is affected by this and is just at such a tender age that we've yet to talk about it.
Three Blind Wines is a wine tasting and competition event on November 15th.
This is for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. It really is the main place that funding to treat cystic fibrosis comes from. Virtually every drug therapy that has been approved for cystic fibrosis has been supported by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. They are amazing stewards of every dollar that is donated, giving 90 cents back to treatments and research for cystic fibrosis.
So what can we actually expect to happen with Three Blind Wines?
This is, as the name would suggest, a blind wine tasting. Each individual that comes, whether it's a team of one or a team of two, would bring three bottles of wine, two being the exact same label, either red or white, and the third bottle being the opposite. So if you brought two red, you would bring one white, or two white and one red. Two of the bottles will be bagged for blind tasting, and whoever wins the best tasting or the best rating gets a small cellar of wine that was brought to the event in that third bottle of wine. The event will be held at the mill on Thursday, November 15th. It begins at 6 p.m. and ends at 10 p.m. We will also have food there for people to enjoy, as well as beer if someone is not a total wine enthusiast. And it should just be a lovely evening. We will also have a live and a silent auction and the opportunity to bid for a cure.
The fourth annual Three Blind Wines, a fundraiser for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, is November 15th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Mill on Gulf Street. Reservations are encouraged. Follow the links from the Around About blog at WUTC.org to learn more. Proceeds from the event will support cystic fibrosis research. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.